أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. In the previous surah, Surah Tabbatiyada, we read about how Abu Lahab, his family, wife, son opposed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This deen of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deenul Islam, one of its very great salient features amongst others is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala. There are many religions in the world, even Judaism came from Allah ta'ala, the Torah, the Injil also came from Allah ta'ala, but unfortunately the people changed it, and Islam, the main salient feature is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala. And this is very important that we also in our lives make sure that we maintain the Tawheed. And mashallah, there are many ulama in the world that are very, very particular about Tawheed. And anywhere where there seems to be any compromise, they are very hard against that. And this compromise comes usually from bid'at, innovations in deen. And this brings about that then a person becomes, also thinks of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billah, is alimul ghaib. That is only for Allah. Allah is the only knower of everything. And they also believe in Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Hadir Nadir, that he is present everywhere and he is seeing everything. That is also only for Allah ta'ala. So Tawheed, oneness of Allah ta'ala, is very, very important, and we should see that in our lives we maintain it. So much so that even doing things for anyone or for anything besides Allah ta'ala has also been termed as shirk asghar, the smallest shirk. And that also, even in our intentions and whatever we do, we should do it solely, only for Allah ta'ala. And that Tawheed is taught in this kitab, in the surah. The surah was revealed on the occasion when one of the Jewish rabbis or the mushrikeen, the kuffar of Mecca, asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Allah ta'ala? Who is Allah ta'ala? And in another narration it comes that the kuffar of Mecca, they ask for the nasab, the lineage of Allah ta'ala. That, for example, who is na'uzu billah, Allah's father? From where does Allah come? So they ask this question, who is and what is the lineage of Allah ta'ala? On that, the surah was revealed. In the surah is great ma'rifat, recognition of Allah ta'ala. And this is really a prerequisite in order to make Allah's ibadat correctly, that we know who Allah ta'ala is. Unfortunately, we don't really make an effort to find that out. Whereas the Quran Sharif from the beginning, right here till the end, it is to describe the who Allah ta'ala is. It is said that one third of the Quran Sharif is with regard to Allah, the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala. And for that reason, a person who reads Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad gets the sawab of one third of the Quran Sharif. So it is one third of the Quran. Another one third is with regard to our ibadat and how we should live. And the other third is with regard to the year after and the reward that we will get for our good deeds or punishment. May Allah protect us all for our wrong. So one third of the Quran Sharif is for this. In Bukhari Sharif, one narration comes where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes qasam of Allah, that in whose hands my life lies. A person who reads Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad gets the sawab of one third of the Quran Sharif. Really, this is so easy for all of us. In one narration it comes, a person who reads 10 times Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Allah builds a palace for him in Jannah. On that, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in that case, we will build many palaces in Jannah. To read 10 times, Qul huwallahu ahad. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah's mercy is even more greater than that. That is, just the 10 palaces is now be a palace in Jannah is nothing really big for Allah. For Allah, it is very easy. From here we should learn, especially when we attend a funeral, a janazah, and when we are in the qabristan, instead of talking of all the relevant things and passing our time, if we just read 10 times, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. If we read Yasin Sharif, even better. Perhaps all of us don't know Yasin Sharif off the heart. But Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, everyone knows. And if we read it 10 times, we can have a palace built and we can pass that sawab to the marhum of that time. And he will get his palace in Jannah. So the surah has got great, great merit. The subject matter of the surah is the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And right from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there already Allah is explaining who Allah ta'ala is. He is Rabbul Alameen, He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is Maliki Yawmiddin. Ayatul Kursi, Allah gives a great detailed explanation of who Allah ta'ala is. The ayat in Surah Hashar, Huwa Allahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illa Hu, they explain in great detail, in one place, in great detail, who Allah Ta'ala is. And towards the end, Allah brings this surah, that the crux of it is that Allah alone is the one to be worshipped. He is the only one that we turn to seek help from. Allah is everyone and is everything for us. And in the surah, in the first 2 ayats, Allah Ta'ala explains that the positive qualities of Allah that we have to realize who Allah Ta'ala is. And in the second 2 ayats, the surah has got 4 ayats. The second 2 ayats negate the things which are not in Allah. In other words, a perfect explanation of who Allah is, what qualities Allah has got, and what things which people have put into Allah which Allah does not have. Allah is not born of anyone. Allah has got no children whatsoever. The malaika are not the daughters of Allah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is not the son of Allah ta'ala. All Uzair, which the Jews believe was the son of Allah, he is not the son of Allah. So all the negative things are negated. Anyway, the surah is a very great surah. It has got great, great merit in it and great rewards in it. And it is one sahabi, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrate where he was made the amir of a jamaat. When he went and he should make namaz, every rakat he should read Qul huwallahu ahad, and then he should read his other qiraat. Where this was something very different the sahaba experienced. When they came, they reported to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, he said that Allah is Rahman. I love Allah. I love the surah very greatly. And therefore I read it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, inform him that his love of the surah, he has taken him to Jannah and he has gained the love of Allah ta'ala. So this surah is a very, very great, great surah. The merits are very great. May Allah let us. We commonly read it in namaz, but we just read it like without thinking. If we think what a great treasure there is in the surah, and read it with the meaning, and then inshallah more we will benefit very greatly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.